nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Praise the Lord. Alright, I'll read a scripture and then I want to talk to you guys about Genesis 2:15. And the Lord took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Are we there? And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. What was the greatest word that Jesus did? Like yesterday night, you guys went, you woke up from morning to night. Of all the things that you did, and you want to scale all that you do, what was the greatest thing that you did? That's the kind of question I'm asking. Praise the Lord. Have you understood my question? Eh? You slept, you cooked, you went to the kitchen, you preached, you laid hands on people, they got healed and everything. So, of all of those things, what are the things you are going to pick as? If you want to scale everything you did.
Sacrifice born out of compassion.
What was the sacrifice you did yesterday for this time?
Receive mercy every day, receive grace every day.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, talking about further mathematics. I'm talking about simple math. Praise the Lord. Yes, if you want to scale everything you did yesterday, even just I'm leaving Christ now, I'm coming to you now. Just say yesterday. What was yesterday's date?
8.
January 8th, 2018. Yes, it's the words that you spoke. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What did I say? Yes, it's the word that you spoke. Jesus did a lot of things when he was physically here on earth. But of all that he did, the greatest of all the works, praise the Lord. I'm not speaking in the light of maybe the implication of the things he did, but I'm talking about the things he literally did were the words that he spoke. Praise the Lord. What did John chapter 1 verse 1 say? Can we quote it? John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. God Himself is words. Praise the Lord. You see, if you date back to the very beginning, everything that God did came out of His mouth. God just spoke them out. That's why you now go to Hebrew, say that we understand that the universe was framed by the word of God. God spoke out everything into existence. Then what bounded the apostles to Christ? You know, when he asked them that, are you going to go away too? What did they say? He said, to whom shall we go? Of all the things that glued the apostles to Christ, he did a lot of things. There were healings, there were miracles, you know, there were moves here and there. But the words that he was speaking was the thing that bonded them to him. You have the words of life. Praise the Lord. Then, if you look at the angelic conflict, you have taught us before that how did it start? How did he start? He said, I will be like the Most High, right? He said, for thou hast spoken in your heart. It was words that started the injury conflict. So what I'm trying to teach us is simple. The word that you speak. The words that you speak day by day. Every day. You see, it was the word that Jesus spoke to Nicodemus that up to today, you know, we come in contact with it and we are born again. It was the words that he spoke, it was his message. That's why when he was praying in John 17, he said two things. That the words that you have given me, I have given them. Speaking his works. Praise the Lord. So when we talk about works, the words that you speak, they are also works. When the Bible says we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ for the things done in the body. And part of it is the words that we speak. Of all the works that God will bring into judgment, he will bring your words into judgment. He said, we'll give account of every idle word that was spoken. In that John 17 that I quoted, he said that he talked about two things, your word, the words that you give me, I have given them, and then I have also given them your glory. Two things. So part of Jesus' mission when he was coming on earth, God gave him words to speak on it. Now, why we don't see, sometimes we don't even see God in our lives or see some kind of dimension or things moving in our lives is, sometimes you go and pray. And after that prayer, you use your very mouth to undo the whole thing that you have said. How? By just speaking carelessly, you know, casually. And even speaking about people. Jesus said, if you say to your brother, are you fool? What did he say? He said, you are already standing in judgment. Praise the Lord. You see, I spoke yesterday, merely when I came back, I thought on an online platform yesterday. You know, I spoke to them around that within the hours of 8 to 9 when I came. You know, and I was speaking on the word of faith. You see that scripture that I led us to read? Praise the Lord. Amen. You see, your destiny is in your hands. One day God spoke to me. I can't forget this word. One day he showed me the path of a world if you want to be rich. And what did he say? I had a dream. And in that dream, I think there were two of them. But I could remember one clearly. So many years back. He said, if you want to be, this is the word he spoke. He said, if you want to be rich, speak to the earth. What did I say? If you want to be rich, speak to the earth. Yes. He said, there is nothing magical about provision. Or maybe getting wealthy or receiving your day. He said, speak to the earth. And if you date back to the story of creation, everything that you are seeing that God brought forth, how did God bring them forth? God spoke to the earth. Can you see? How did it come about? He said, let the earth bring what? He said, let the earth bring out. Then he spoke, I think all the creation came out of the earth and the waters. He said, let the waters bring forth. God spoke to them. And the destiny, man and the earth are tied together. Even when this present earth is destroyed, God will bring another. He said, I saw a new heaven and what? And a new earth. And a new earth. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then, if you go to somewhere in Judea, you say, once again, I will hear Jezreel, I'll hear the heavens. The heavens will hear the earth. And then the earth will hear who? And the earth will hear Jezreel, right? Now, I think it's Hosea. I will open it so that I just go straight to what you can check it out. I think it's Hosea 2 or thereabout. He said, I will listen to the heavens. The heavens will listen to the earth, then the earth will respond back to man. So the entire earth, when we talk about the earth, we talk about the entire system of life on earth is configured to respond to the word of faith. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I say the entire earth, the entire system of life is configured. God designed it to respond to the word of faith. And the first man to use the word of faith is God. That's why you go to Hebrews, you begin to read that, you understand that by faith the universe was created, yes, framed, created by the word of God, by the word of faith. So your life and your destinies are in your hands. And your hand, how far you can believe God. You see, all the blessings that God gives you, they are in the heavenly places. Praise the Lord. It's faith, the word of faith, that brings you to earthly places. Praise the Lord. You are complete in Christ. You know, you are the righteousness of Christ. You are all of those things. How did you even become the righteousness of Christ in the first place? We say by grace. Right? But it didn't stop there. It's not even complete. The Bible says by grace you are saved. Through what? Faith. What grace did is that grace dropped the gift of faith inside of you, but it's faith that activated it. It's faith that opened it. You see, by grace you are saved. Through what? Through faith. And faith is that which comes out of you. You responding to what God has done. So what grace did? What did I say grace did? Yes, he just dropped the gift. He dropped something inside of you. And that thing, you know, I say the earth is configured to respond to what? To faith. Even the heavens is configured to respond to faith. Outside of faith, you cannot interact with the heaven, with spiritual things, even with the things of destiny. Outside of faith. You see, without faith, it is impossible to do what? To please God. Even the beginning of our relationship in the first place is what? Is that faith. So we say by grace, by grace, by grace. So let's not confuse it. Grace, you know, I was teaching on that day when you guys were with me. There are things that God ordained and created man to do. What Jesus did was to bring restoration, bring healing, you know, bring redemption to equip man to do what he was made to do. God will not do it on man's behalf. Man was created to respond. Man was created to receive. Man was created to have dominance by. You remember that scripture I read for us in Genesis chapter 2?
Yeah.
The first word that God spoke to the man, God spoke faith to them. He said, the day you eat this thing, you are going to what?
Yeah.
Of the fruit that, have they seen death before?
No.
Eh? Yes. You know, even the rebellion of Satan, all of those heavenly fight and battles, and even Satan himself, I believe they've not even seen him before that time. God just created them. That's why when Satan came, they saw serpent. They didn't even see Satan. Praise the Lord. When he stood in his killing mode, in his ultimate appearance, he stood in his full regalia. They looked at him, they didn't see Satan, they saw serpent. But when he even decided to, when he camouflaged, when he came and he stood before Christ, the same platform that Adam stood, or the same platform that Jesus stood. When Jesus stood there, he saw Satan. But when he stood there, he saw the serpent. So, I'm going back. That instruction that God was speaking to him, in the day you eat it, you will die, and death, and speaking to him about all of those things. God expected them, to receive that word by faith and live by it. But they couldn't even live by it. Because in that same temptation that Jesus was tempted, he responded by the word of faith, right? Yes. They will talk about food and the last one he spoke about a kingdom. A kingdom that Jesus had not yet received. Because if you did back, it is until the saint possessed the kingdom, Jesus has not yet received the kingdom. And that was the offer that he gave him. All of this kingdom I will give you. If you read further to the book of Revelation, you hear that the kingdom of God has become the kingdom of this world, has become the kingdom of our Lord and Christ. Yes. It was offering something that was still in transition. Then, you now look at the book of Daniel. It talks about the time and the time that the saint possessed the kingdom. Uh-huh. So he offered all of those things, but Jesus resisted by the word of faith. And that was the same thing that was supposed to happen in the garden, and that's how they fought. So, what I'm saying is that God made man to live by faith. Even from the very beginning, he made man. By faith. Even the authority, the dominance he gave him and everything, the dominance he gave him were to have dominion, to have dominance by the word of faith, by speaking forth. Praise the Lord. Hope you know they were not doing work or activity in the beginning. They were just speaking words. That's why when God gathered all the creation to Adam, the Bible says Adam spoke to them. He spoke out their destiny. You know, whatever he said, that was it. Praise the Lord. So if you want to overcome and you want to prevail and you want to triumph in the things that God has given you and in the calling that God has called you, praise the Lord. It's going to be the platform of how far and how strong you can believe. You see all this, then you must be very, very disciplined. You see, God, sometime last day, God started speaking to me about words. Of course, God has given me the promise of wealth before. That is going to make me very rich. Many years back, you know, as I began working with him. But it comes a time and a season, God opens the door and says, this is the process. So sometimes last year, God began showing me the process. This is the process. So walk this path. This is the doorway to it. Praise the Lord. You know, by the grace of God, we began. This is just the beginning and the early stages of it. And, you know, so, and I trust God to continue in that strength to walk in that path. So, and part of the things you must overcome, you see this thing, this even this physical sleep. If you lost sleep, you cannot even be wealthy, even in the natural. Let's leave spiritual matter. If you are not disciplined in sleep, a little slumber, baby. What do you, how the Proverbs put it? So shall your what? You must be disciplined. Even this physical sleep. If you cannot overcome and conquer. Men that even in the secular, they are very diligent. Right? All this Anthony Joshua, you heal them. People like Neymar, all these boxers and all these entertainers. Even these singers. When they want to work some of those, their record album. If you see days and days in studio, you can't just put your hand in the pocket, you know, and expect to be a victor in life. Almost time we think there's nothing at stake. So long as you can wake up, see food to eat. Maybe some of us maybe get a job that they'll pay you like 100,000, maybe they pay you like 200,000 is a good mind. Vision in life does not pass that one. But God has a lot much more. When God looks at you, God is thinking about the whole earth. He looked at one man, Abraham, I'll bless you, right? And I'll make you a blessing to the whole world. And that will transcend generations that were not even in these days. Just beyond his own generation. I'll make you a generational blessing. Praise the Lord. So one of the most important things you are going to be doing on it are the words that you are going to be speaking. You can't be speaking anyhow. If you are someone that speaks anyhow, then your word loses the strength and the authority and the power it ought to have at very critical times. Praise the Lord. That's all this you know, the Bible talk about jesting, Abby. Quas jokes, Abby. Abby? Is there in the scripture if you read Ephesians, I think, I don't know about Colossians, you know. You see, even the Colossians, it is there. You see, let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. Is there in Ephesians and Colossians? And it's a very strong attack of Satan on the church. And even on individuals. You know, where you just say, you don't regulate certain things we speak and the way we speak. Some of us, I don't know how many hours sleep you need to be okay in a day. Praise the Lord. Sleep is something you must overcome. If you want to be spiritually wealthy. Praise the Lord. Both physical and spiritually wealthy. And if you want to academically triumph, I mean, when you were in law school, how were you sleeping? You see? It's not as you used to sleep, just because of law school. You see? We're not talking about matters of destiny. I'm not talking about just here. I'm talking about life generally. Praise the Lord. So I was talking about one of the strong attacks Satan can give us is to just get us talking anyhow. You know why? Because words defiles a man. The words that you speak, you will not think about maybe sin until Abby. You go and commit something somewhere. Even thought can defile a man. Thoughts are inner Abby, are the words, Abby, are the inner words. Both the inner and the outer words. The inner words can defile a man. And the outer words too can defile a man. Jesus says, not what goes into the body that defiles, but what comes out of what? He says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He says, these are the things that defiles a man. That's why I saw these comedians now. You know, if you want to do your comedy, there are things which I can talk about, but there's no regulator. They just talk anyhow. They mock an anointing, Abby. They'll talk about the anointing. They can mock about the word. They can mock about Jesus. Then we not even bring them down. You know, because we lack substance and we lack tangibility. Because we lack the power. You need to keep the people going and keep the people entertained. You just bring them to even to the church. You just bring them. There are four rooms for them. You know, there are four rooms. Of course, God creates man to you have creativity and everything. But even in that, you know, I've listened to a couple of them and I can't stand the things they say. I can't even listen. There's one who can mock Bible, can mock speaking in tongues. You know, look at the price it paid for God to bring that language to the earth. The Son of God had to die. He had to die. And then God released the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost was coming, the first sign he gave about his arrival was those men opened their mouth and they began speaking in a new language. You know, and announced a new dispensation on earth. That's speaking in tongues now is what everybody mock. Any small thing and all of those things. So, can you see? Well, see, if anybody offend not in word, what did he say? The same is a perfect man and able to put all the whole body in check and in control. So, Jesus did so many things. That is, he did a lot of things, but I think the greatest thing he did was the word that he spoke. Is those who are still regulating and governing the earth today? Beyond the raising Lazarus from the dead. Those are wonderful works. We behold those works and we see his glory. Yes. But in the scale of things, the Bible says now abide three things, hope, faith, and love. The greatest is what? Of it is love, right? When you scale things, all the things he did, where the words that he spoke. What did the first John say that concerning the word of life, that which we have seen, Abby, which our hands have handled, which we have looked upon, you know, concerning the word of life. So, your life is going to be a product of all of the submission of everything that is going to come out of your mouth. That's how God configured man. Praise the Lord. I say your life is going to be a product of what? Everything that streams out of your mouth. Just like the first creation was a product of everything that streamed out of the mouth of God, right? The second creation now, the new creation, the second creation is also a product of the words that Jesus spoke. God spoke in Genesis, right, to the earth and created the first creation. Jesus came, stood on earth and spoke for the new creation into existence. By the words that he spoke. In John 15 verse 3, what did he say? He said, you already claim because of the words that are spoken to you. So you're going to fight for your life. There's too many mediocrity everywhere. You know, we are so quick to settle at both spiritual mediocrity and even natural, you know, even in the secular mediocrity. We are too quick to just settle and take the back door. God says you are the light of the world. You are the leaders of this present world. Go and take authority. You know. Go and take dominance. Go and lead forth. Everything about your life, from all of you here, you are not married. From marriage to the kind of person you marry, to what happens in your marriage, to the kind of children you have, and everything. Everything is in your hands. Everything is in your hands. If you rise up in faith as you ought to rise up, everything will go as God ordained them to go. As it should go. You need to pray. You need to speak words. When you enter into in the spirit, when you enter into the spirit, you need to speak forth word. You need to speak. You need to clearly define the part you want to see. Utterance. Praise the Lord. Some of you may just only pay for the kind of wife or marriage. Those of you that may not be yet into a relationship, the kind of wife, this and all of those things. Or maybe the kind of husband you want, God, I want the man that fear you, God, I want, and all of those things. That's an incomplete prayer. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's still nothing complete. You have the authority to call forth. I can't forget the day I went to the mountain. Like I didn't remember it. I did it and I forgot about it. The day I went to the mountain to pray. After work. Was it after work or on the weekend? I think I was there for a very long time. I went to one of these mountains in Ijapo. So that was like 2007, I'd be or thereabout, or 8. And I was praying all manner of prayers. So one time, when we got married, immediately we got married, my wife became pregnant. Not immediately we got married. My wife became pregnant. And I was, normally you get married, it's okay, maybe after some months before pregnancy and everything. But immediately she got pregnant. So somehow, she was pregnant, but somehow I felt it was too early. Praise the Lord. I felt it was too early that you should have, maybe after at least maybe 4 months, 6 months or thereabouts. So then the Holy Spirit now reminded me of a prayer I prayed. And the day I prayed that prayer. And what was the prayer I prayed? I know sometimes you pray. So be careful. The day I prayed that prayer, that the first day I have intercourse with my wife, that day she should be pregnant. After I prayed that prayer, I forgot. Because I prayed all kinds of prayers. I think that day, I don't know if it's that day, I spent close to 10 hours on the mountain praying that day. I was just praying. So the Holy Spirit reminded me if it's that day or me, but I spent hours, but I know that particular, if it's not that particular day, I spent about 10 hours, but I spent hours praying. So it now reminded me, and that was it. The prayer I prayed. I prayed all, in fact, not just one day prayer. I prayed over so many, all kinds of prayers you have prayed. I reminded the prayer, at the time I prayed the prayer. Praise the Lord. So what I'm saying is, it's not just enough to pray a very lame prayer. Let us pray, let us believe God. A very lame belief or a very lame prayer. You understand? So don't forget, I say that to be rich, the word that God gave me, that I should what? Speak to the earth. Because you have been given authority over the earth. Over the earth. And everything you need for life, none of them is going to appear from heaven. It's the earth that is going to bring it forth. Everything you can see in this house, you can touch, you can see, even the clothes you are wearing, where did they come from? They jumped down from heaven. Bobo? Angel Michael brought it for you. Even the phone you are carrying, everything came from the earth. When we say the earth is not the physical sand, let me just be thinking about the sand. The earth also is a life form. They say God is not the God of the dead, but is the God of the living. You see, they call him the God of heaven and earth. There is life in heaven and there is life on earth. Life on earth will begin to respond to you. Both animate and inanimate. David was fighting battle one day. He needed to win. What happened? The Bible said the trees began fighting for David. Sometimes, is it Gideon? Is it Gideon? Or when they were fighting in the book of Judges, they say even stones were hills. Stones were coming from heaven and hitting their enemy and fighting. So you are going to fight. Praise the Lord. You are going to fight. And it's going to be the fight of faith. Paul said, I fought the good fight. So many times we are just following, we are not ready to fight. We just want it to comfort. He said, fight the good fight of what? Of faith. He said, this is the victory that overcomes the world. What is it? Our, please, can you underline that word and put it in capital letter? Our what? Our faith, your faith. Faith must come from you. What did I say grace does? What did God do? The dispensation of grace. What does it do? The first fruit, the first work that grace does is to open up faith inside of you. That's the first fruit of grace. The first fruit of grace. What is grace? Grace, grace, grace. So we just mention grace and go and sleep. The counterparty to grace, you know, what grace drop, that faith that must come out of you, must spring and then begin to grow, wax strong and strong and strong, you know, and work strong and strong. That one, we just go and sleep. You see, by grace you are saved through what? Faith. The gift of faith. God drops it there. He drops it there. When he drops that gift of faith, he drops it as a baby. Praise the Lord. You are the one that will nurture it. Hand joined to hand with the Holy Ghost. Nurture that faith and then it grows. You see, grow in faith. When he drops that gift, he drops the baby there. Praise the Lord. You're like, when God dropped his son on earth, who did he drop? He dropped a baby. Abby? They say the child grew and waxed strong, both physically and in the spirit. He dropped a baby on earth. But that baby grew and became a son. And then he did the work of redemption. So when he dropped that gift of faith, he just dropped a baby inside. That a baby that must grow and wax strong in the spirit of faith must grow. It is out of that faith you are going to receive everything that God has designed, ordained for. You can't be a victim in life. You are not called to be a victim. Praise the Lord. We are not called to be victims. We are called to be victors. What is going to come on the heels, you're going to be driven by faith. Everything is configured in the whole world. Life, the realm of life is configured to respond to faith. Even God himself is built to, praise the Lord, I permit me to use that word. You know, God himself is in a nature, let me use the word not built. God himself is in a nature to respond to faith. If faith can move God, then what can it not move? If it can move God, what can it not move? Praise the Lord. So, this is the word I bring to us. Bring it by faith. You know, knowing that I'm going to plant a seed in us and or I'm going to water the seed that has already been planted in us. And I also bring it in the spirit. It's what the Holy Ghost has dropped in my heart. Drop in my heart. There are issues we must address, the issue of faith with holy aggression. Holy aggression. Lions are falling to me in pleasant places. Those were men that stretched the border of their faith, believing God. King David and all of them. Okay, I'm sure you have not forgotten that David went to confront Goliath, right? He did not just sit down and then, you know, sit down one place and just was just praying from morning to night that let that Goliath in that field, let him die. David, he stepped out. He literally, physically stepped out to stand before Goliath. And then God gave him the victory. He could have been praying the way people like Elijah was praying. Abi, let fire come from heaven and consume that Goliath in that field. That prayer is a prayer of fear. There are instances you pray such kind of prayer, but there are instances it becomes fear and becomes religion when you ought to do certain things. Faith is active. Faith moves. And that's why faith can move things. Praise the Lord. Alright, so I want you to stand up and begin to pray. Begin to pray. the word that you have heard. You don't know what you have heard. Thank you, Father. You see, these things we are saying, people have joked with it and they've died untimely death. And died untimely death. When, how many years back, when the dispensation of grace has not even come, people were saying that I will not die. You know, I will live to declare the works of God. His goodness, I will not die. You know? Yes. So even physical life, living and your life on it. Your life on it. So people have joked with things, joked with holy and hallowed things, and even cut short then destiny, physical life on it. So, Father, we thank you. Give you praise and give you glory, give you honor. We worship you. Bless you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Praise the Lord. Yesterday, was it yesterday? Okay, why not that day, Abby? The last meeting, the last time we met, I was talking to us. You know, we were doing some, I was showing us some of the timeline of certain words that were spoken, that the words that Joshua spoke.
Yes.
Right? That whoever built this city will lay the foundation, first son, and then the gate, set up the gate in his last son. And we see that if you look at the timeline, the words were fulfilled in the days of King Ahab, right?
Yes.
And it was over 500 years. 506, over like 516 years. I will talk about, what did we say next? About washers, Abi? Holy washers. Yes, holy washers, angels, right?
Yes.
Talk about the holy washers, the angel. If the word that Joshua spoke, can you see? Within that territory, you know, everything was a pattern as far as that city was concerned. You know, in reference to the structure and beauty, everything was structured according to the word that Joshua spoke. Now, the earth, when Jesus came and he spoke the words he spoke on it, you see, the movement and the flow of the earth changed after that period. Everything is aligning to the words that Jesus spoke. Can you see? The other one was, Josiah? Jeroboam. The man of God from Judah. Is it Judah now?
Yeah.
That spoke to Jeroboam, that altar, and spoke to that altar, that Josiah will come. I will see the timeline for the fulfillment of that word was about 336 years. You can see how potent words are. Potent. Can you see the how potent words are? Words govern the realm of life. Praise the Lord. Words govern the realm of life. And it's the frequency, you know, it's the frequency that even control or regulate the movement of angels. All you is angel that does his bidding. Hearkening to the voice of his command or so. Psalm 1, is it 103 or 104? Is it 103 or 104? You know, all you is angels. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, you see, these words that we have the ability or the capability to speak is the very key to life and the key to destiny that God has given us. The key that God has given us. So, I don't know what you have been speaking for concerning yourself. The words you've been, even the word you've been seeing concerning yourself, and the words you've been speaking forth, you know, concerning yourself. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want you to pray. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus said it is easier, it is more simpler for heaven and earth to disappear, to pass, than for one single dot. One single word of the law, you know, to fail. And even the word that he was speaking forth is easier. It is easier. You see, by the time you get married, By the time you get married, begin relating with your wife. Praise the Lord. Your greatest work in that marriage is the words that you are going to be speaking. Within the content of that home. The words of your mouth. You see some people, we say, they have, you know, I provided everything in the house. I've done this. But all the words they speak is death. They speak death in that home. They feel by they have provided this, so the whole everybody, the woman should respond to them, or everybody should behave. Their children have paid their school fee. I'm laboring so much to see that these children end a good life. But what are you speaking for? What is life? God Himself is word. God Himself is word. Word govern and regulate the realm of life. The realm of life. It is the word that you are speaking for. Praise the Lord. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It is the word that you are speaking for when you get married. By the time you get married, in that home, what will create an atmosphere in that home is the word that you are speaking. Couple just speak to themselves anyhow. In the bit of maybe you are some of them in the bit of quarrel, you just begin to release all kinds of words. And that's how you batter and destroy the very life, you know, and the very nutrient, you know, that marriage or that home should ought to have. And I'm putting it to you that our ladies too. You know, it's easy to talk now. You just throw it out. He talk to you. He talk back. So like that. So you will understand that part of I know. You see this home, under this atmosphere of this home. A lot of things will be done here, but I know that the greater part of what is being done here is the word that is being spoken forth here, the word that I speak to the woman. Praise the Lord. The word that I speak, you know. The word that I speak. That is better. I just keep quiet. Just keep quiet. Sometimes, you know, if you are not okay with certain things, just keep quiet. And allow that season to pass. Praise the Lord. So mentally, sometimes some things, that's how you sleep over it. Will it still trouble you again? Abby? Somebody can just stand at the gate and knock. Did they open gate for you on time? As soon as they open gate, you start speaking. You know, you may just start shouting. Hey, I don't know. But if you just keep quiet, you go into the following day. Will you be shouting for the gate that was not open yesterday? You see, there's a newness and a freshness that will have come upon you. Some small things you just allow, but there and then, that's how Satan will push us to speak. Look at what happened to Moses. What happened? The Bible says he spoke what? He spoke on advisedly with his lips. And that's why he did not enter the promised land. What did Moses do? Was the word that he spoke. Was the word that he spoke. And that's why they were pushing Job. Just speak. Just drop just that. Just one word. Just drop one word. They were just pushing you. They're just pushing it. They're just pushing it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the word you are speaking forth. Not only the word you speak in prayer. I say the totality from morning to night. I say yesterday what happened. The greatest thing you did yesterday are the words that you spoke. Even your salvation says, say with the heart you believe and with the mouth you what?
Confess.
With the mouth you speak. That is how you even get it in the first place. And that's how the same way you're going to sustain it. The death and life are in the power of the tongue. The same way you get it, the same way you are going to sustain it. You, with the heart you believe, but with the mouth you made confession unto salvation. You receive tangibility. You brought your heavenly places to earthly places. As some of us will only live in earthly places all the days of our life. And never see anything in earthly places. All your blessings are hanging in heavenly places. After you have suffered on earth, they package you to heaven. And you go and meet them in heavenly places. But the will of God and the purpose of God is that you have them and see them in earthly places. You bring them here. Can you talk to your father? Praise the Lord. We're speaking about the relevance, the importance, how faith is central and key to life. Some of this thing I'm talking about faith was what I ministered on that online platform today. You know, what are you doing? I want you to ask yourself. Don't rush. Don't be in a hurry to start speaking in tongues. What are you doing to build faith? To grow faith? And I say, when God drops it in, He drops a baby there. How are you nurturing that baby? You know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. How many times have we listened to messages that even taught our teeth that strengthen the bold and the path of our faith? Or reading books, reading materials, or showing, meditating, or praying, you know, or showing the word of faith, you know, taking sometimes the Holy Ghost drop a word in our heart and we're staying on that word, meditating on that word, you know, showing it, you know, taking it strongly to the place of prayer. What are we doing to build faith? To grow faith. Because faith grows. Faith grows. Faith grows. Or what do you understand about religion? Christianity is central to faith. Faith is at the heart, at the foundation of it all. Of course, working along with other virtues of love, humility, and everything. Without faith, it is impossible. Don't even think about it. To please God. You see, a double-minded man cannot receive anything, no matter who you are. No matter how thick you are, you think you are close to God. You see, you can't receive. You cannot receive outside of the parameters of faith. A double-minded person cannot receive anything from God. Receive anything, you can talk about it. Anything. A double-minded person. You see, this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even what? Even our faith. Our faith. What are we doing to build faith? Men have built colleges to teach men medicine. Abi? Or to teach people how to become an artist. Or to teach people skill. Faith also is also a skill in the sweet realm. What are we doing to build that skill? To equip ourselves? Equipping. Faith. So that's the question I'm asking us. What are you doing? He said, ask of me. I'll give you nations. Not just one. I'll give you nations. I'll spread your influence to nations. The authority that I've given you, I will spread it over the nations. But it begins with, he said, ask of me. Some of us dare not ask. Because we are too timid and too afraid to ask. Ask. And why are we timid and why are we afraid? Little faith. Oh, you have little faith. Oh, you have little faith. Oh, you have little faith. True faith. Proper faith. A living faith will not just see a street. It will see the whole world. God told Abraham to lift up his eyes, you know, and behold the whole world. He looked up and see the whole world. He said, so shall your descendants and your children be. Praise the Lord. So this is it. This is the word for us, for the hour, for the moment. And how are we going to build and key our lives into it? You see, the word that was spoken did not profit them because they did not mix it with what? Faith. Which, whose word? Whose word? It was word that God released from heaven. Those men received it, but see, the word did not make any impact in their life. Because they did not mix it with what? Faith. It's the word of God has come to you. So why automatically let it just begin to run around? No. He said faith must come from you to meet it. And when he meets it, it detonates it. Abi? God sent an explosive, must have a detonator, right? The faith that was coming from them was supposed to detonate it. But it just came, nothing happened. It just dropped down. And that's why the parable of the sower. He said when they received the seed was the word of God. The enemy had the effrontery to come and steal it, take it away from them. How cool? Because the faith was supposed to arise out of them to meet it and mix with it. But it was not there. The enemy came and stole it. How could he steal the word of God out of them? Which hand was he going to use? Father, we thank you. Thank you. Let's use the next few minutes to just worship him and tell him you are ready. Tell him to help us All of us need this word. At every level of your walk, you need this word. The word of faith. To keep pushing. To push in. Just worship Him. Just honor Him. Just bless Him. Just thank Him. Thank Him for this hour, this moment, this season. Thank Him. Tango was it on the early hours of a new year. It's 2018. Today is just 9th, January 9th. So February, March, all of this year and then beyond this year. Beyond this year, and we are still at the very prime of our lives. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.